It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Yeah, let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Oh, surviving the heat.
Yeah, it's going to be a warm one today, 105 heat index perhaps this afternoon. So you were commenting that you saw me in shorts yesterday.
Yes, I was blinded by those white legs.
It's kind of scary. You know, it's starting to get warm when Meyer put shorts on.
Yeah.
So, but I might have to go revert to that this afternoon.
Again. Well, I should talk. I put shorts on for the first time this season yesterday too. So
I think I'll just stay where the air conditioner is. So hope it keeps running. So
and those working outside, stay hydrated. Find a cool shady spot to relax in. Take breaks.
We'll overdo it.
Yep.
Well, I try to maintain that most when it comes to manual labor. So don't overdo it.
Well, you're old too. So
yes, I am. I'm getting older.
We got a lot of rain this weekend.
We did. We had about 1.4 inches over Saturday. And
yikes.
Terry said they had about 1.2 something, about an inch and a quarter over in Dawson. So
yeah, we were I had a board meeting last week, and our chaplain, you know, in his little invocation, said something about, you know, there must be a reason for all this rain.
Well, I don't know what it would be.
I don't know either.
Yeah, 17 inches down in parts of Iowa and
that's crazy.
In South Dakota. So, yeah, nasty weather.
Yep.
Well, let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Staff Sergeant Merrill G. Roy Smallguard. You don't see the name G. Roy very often. J-E-A-R-O-Y.
I don't know if I've ever heard that name.
No. Anyway, Merrill was born on June 4th, 1913, here in Madison, passed away on October 3rd, 1990. He entered active duty into the United States Army Air Force on May 18th, 1942, at Fort Snelling. Was honorably discharged just shy of 2 years later on March 16th, 1946, at Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. He was a radio mechanic with the 412th Air Service Squadron. Spent 1 year, 2 months, and 21 days overseas service during the Pacific Theater in World War II. Some medals and ribbons that he earned. He was a marksman with the pistol, a sharpshooter with the carbine, Good Conduct Medal, American Theater Service Medal, Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Medal, 2 overseas service bars serving over a year overseas, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Merrill, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. We always like to salute all the vets.
Absolutely.
On our program here.
Yep.
Well, let's get to the topic at hand. They've added 3 new cancers to the presumptive list.
Yes, the VA sent out a news release on June 14th announcing 3 new cancers that have to have been presumably caused by exposure to particulate matter and burn pits from service in Southwest Asia. VA is including 3 new cancer types in a list of presumed service-connected disabilities due to military environmental exposure under the PACT Act. The announcement marks a continued commitment under the Biden-Harris administration's Unity Agenda and the Cancer Moonshot to support the nation's veterans. Through a sub-regulatory policy register, the following 3 cancer types have been included in the list of presumptive diseases: male breast cancer, urethral cancer, and cancer of the periurethral glands. Excuse me. This policy establishes presumption of service connection for eligible Gulf War and post-9/11 veterans who deployed to Afghanistan, Somalia, Djibouti, Egypt, Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, Yemen, Uzbekistan, and the entire Southwest Asia theater of operations, which includes Iraq. Presumptive service connection means VA automatically assumes service connection for the diseases and provides benefits to eligible veterans who have submitted claims with evidence of a diagnosis. According to the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, we're working with urgency to deliver on the promise of the PACT Act to provide health care and benefits to as many toxic exposed veterans as possible. We're leaning in wherever we can. VA is working with one goal in mind, getting today and tomorrow's veterans and their families the benefits they deserve as fast as possible. Any veteran who currently has or previously had one of the listed cancers at any time during military service or after separation may be entitled to disability compensation benefits dated back to August 10th of 2022, the date the PACT Act was signed into law. VA review all claims from impacted veterans and survivors who previously filed and were denied for those 3 conditions on or after August 10th of 22. To determine if benefits can now be granted, veterans enrolled in VA healthcare can obtain cancer screening and treatment at VA, which recently announced expansion of cancer care services closer to where veterans are. So that would mean possible community care for that. VA has granted its 1 millionth PACT Act-related disability compensation and awarded over $5.7 billion, with a B, dollars to veterans and survivors since President Biden signed the bill into law. Veterans and survivors can apply and learn more about PACT Act. You can go to va.gov/PACT. You can call 1-800-MY-VA-411. No charge to file a claim with VA. That's where I come in. For further assistance with the disability claims process, veterans are encouraged to work with a VA-accredited representative or contact their state Veterans Affairs office. And every county in Minnesota has a VA-accredited representative called a county veteran service officer to assist with filing those claims. That's what we're here for, and we don't charge a dime.
So come on in.
Yeah, come on in. You can go to cancer.va.gov to learn more about VA's cancer care. You can contact my office, and, of course, there's a Veterans Linkage Line as well.
Happen to have that number? I think I saw it laying over there.
Yep, you didn't have it out for me today.
Well, it was
today.
Pretty close.
Well, you're slipping.
You had to reach for it.
Yeah, good thing I got long
it
arms.
Was visible.
Yep. That's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838. You're on the website, minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
Garden level.
Garden level, as
nice
you like to call
nice
it.
Nice and green.
Nice and green. Plenty green. I should be in the office most of this week. I do have a couple of meetings with the state, but it's held over the computer screen. So,
They're Zooming.
Zooming or Teamsing or
whatever.
WebExing or Google
Online
meeting
anyway.
Or something.
All right.
Anyways, but I got a couple of virtual meetings that'll take me, have my office closed for while the meetings are going on. But otherwise, you can reach me by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Very good. Well, you have a good week there, Josh. We will chat with you again next Monday
morning. Yeah, it was good to see Terry Overlander here this morning.
He's plugging, he's the chamber guy over in Dawson, you know. And,
yep, he was.
He's working on plugging Riverfest, so he's doing the
He was on the Board of Commissioners that hired me back in 2010.
That's right. He was on there for a few years.
I remember he was chairman, and, his seat was right across from mine. So, right.
You got to look at him.
Yep.
Get that light reflecting off your heads.
Our heads.
Yeah. Sorry, couldn't resist.
If I remember right, it was cold, windy, and cloudy that day. It was middle of December and not nice weather.
Well, what else is new around here?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Josh. We will see you again next week.
Sounds good.
Josh Benega, Vets Info on the Air here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656. And Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.